For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The FBI issued its 2004 Uniform Crime Report this week. Like other federal agencies, the FBI tries its best to spin the figures in the most favorable way. According to the new UCR, from 2003 to 2004, the estimated volume of violent crime in the nation declined 1.2%, and the estimated volume of property crime declined 1.1%. Yet these are only reported crimes. The real number of crimes committed in 2004 is much higher. The Bureau of Justice Statistics reported in September 2005 that in 2004, U.S. residents aged 12 or older experienced an estimated 24 million violent and property victimizations. These criminal victimizations included an estimated 18.6 million property crimes, 5.2 million violent crimes, and 224,000 personal thefts. Murder victims can't respond to surveys, so murders are excluded from that count. During 2004, 50% of all violent victimizations and 39% of all property crimes are estimated to have been reported to the police. The FBI also tried to respond to and mollify complaints that drug enforcement and juvenile justice authorities focused too harshly on communities of color. Thus, they reported that in 1994, 60.6% of juveniles arrested for drug abuse violations were white. However, by 2003, that number had risen to 74.9%. Yet, these figures are badly misleading. The UCR program has long been criticized for failing to give account of people of Hispanic, Latin American ethnicity. Many of these so-called white juveniles are in fact Hispanic. Until a more accurate measure is mandatory, this obfuscation will continue. Clearance rates most clearly point out the failure of current law enforcement policies. A law enforcement agency reports that an offense is cleared by arrest when at least one person is arrested, charged with commission of an offense, and turned over to court for prosecution. The UCR for 2004 reports that in 2004, law enforcement agencies in the United States cleared 46.3% of violent crimes, that's murder, forcible rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, and only 16.5% of property crimes, things like burglary, larceny theft, and motor vehicle theft. That is, again, those crimes which have been brought to law enforcement's attention. Finally, arrest figures reveal just how badly misplaced law enforcement priorities really are. There were more than 14 million arrests in the U.S. in 2004, of which 590,000 were for all violent crimes combined, and 1.6 million were for all property crimes. There were more than 1.7 million drug arrests, nearly 700,000 of which were only for marijuana possession. Remember these numbers next time someone you know is mugged or your home is broken into. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.